This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 441 for Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Tuesday morning to go with mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil is down, however European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil are up, while crude oil is extending its gains due to risk-on sentiment. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract is up $1.80 per ton at $607.10, while the November contract is down 20 cents per ton at $624.10. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are higher, while wheat is mixed. U.S. markets will be closed for most of Wednesday due to the Juneteenth holiday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that domestic corn conditions slipped 2 points to 72% good to excellent, 1 point below trade expectations, but 17 points better than last year. Crop emergence was at 93% compared to the 92% average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier kept his U.S. corn estimates unchanged at a yield of 179 bushels per acre and production at 14.62 billion bushels. His South American estimates were also unchanged, with Brazil at 114 million tons and Argentina at 47 million. AgriRural is reporting Brazil's earliest corn harvest in a decade at 21% completion compared to 5% last year. The July corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. Soybean planting in the U.S. was 2 points better than 1 year ago at 93% complete. However, conditions also dropped 2 points at 70% good to excellent, 1 point below trade expectations, but 16 points better than last year. Emergence was 3 points above average at 82%. Dr. Cordonnier left his U.S. estimates unchanged at 52 bushels per acre and 4.46 billion bushels. His South American estimates were also unchanged, with Brazil at 147 million tons and Argentina at 50 million. South Korea purchased 60,000 tons of soy meal of optional origin. The July soybean contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.74. U.S. spring wheat was rated at 76% good to excellent, 4 points more than the previous week. 95% of the crop has emerged, 2 points above average, while 4% is headed, 3 points below average. For U.S. winter wheat, conditions improved 2 points at 49% good to excellent, with 94% of the crop headed, 3 points above average, within the harvest 27% complete. Japan is tendering for 84,700 tons of milling wheat in its weekly tender. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $6.06 U.S. per bushel. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.36. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.